Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and good morning to you, Neil. Good morning to our callers and listeners. Glad to have you here today. We're going to be talking today about the flip side of physicality and, of course, conducting readings. But I want to let our callers know, as always, we do get to calls at about 15 to 20 minutes after the show begins. So please do keep your place in the queue. We will be getting to your calls. 253 and 305, you'll be first today. So hang in there. We would love if you joined us on Facebook. Some of you already have, or on Twitter, or right here on Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do, I just blanked for a moment. All you have to do is click on the follow button under our show name, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. 305, if you'd like a reading, please press 1 on your handset. Also, 253. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Great. Okay, so what else? 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. But today we are talking, as I said, about the flip side of physicality. And, you know, Neil, the less our third eye is open and activated, the more difficult it's going to be to conceptualize life other than on the planet Earth. And a lot of times, you know, I've heard other psychics compare life in the afterlife to life on Earth as if, you know, we're up there, you know, playing cards and dancing, holding our pets, et cetera, et cetera. But this is not really reality. We lost our 253. Oops. It's vastly different. And the astral realm is huge. I mean, there's so many different facets to the astral realm. To just compare it to a third dimensional reality would be very inaccurate. So that's what we're discussing.
Yeah, I mean, that's why there's a difference between the physical world and the astral realm. We don't typically take with us the world when we leave our bodies. The world is the world. And the astral realm is the astral realm. We tend to think that when we die, we're going to take the elements of the earth with us. We really don't. I mean, we're not up there playing checkers, like you said, or watching television, or drinking a
cocktail. Hanging
out
with our friends.
No, the astral realm is a different energy. You're done with the body. You're out of the body. You have no need to deal with anything connected to the body. You are now in the soul/spirit state. And in the soul spirit state, you're working with the energies that are, according to our topic, the flip side of physicality. We're working with the elements of basically, well, on the first level, it's the process of our emotions transmitted into energy. So the emotions that would be most connected to the soul and the spirit of love, vibration, the intensity of the awareness of a world outside of ourselves. I mean, a world outside of our world, meaning the text of religions, different modes of spirit narration that we're accustomed to. Those are the elements that we enter when we leave the body and move into the astral realm. So we're dealing with the vibrational substance of emotions, first of all. That's the first layer. And to enter the soul world, like I said, we deal specifically with the elements, the vibration of love. Imagine on the planet, when we're on the planet in the physical realm, when we're in love, that state is a blissful state. No matter what that love is or who it's directed towards, it's a blissful state, and we try to maintain it as long as we can. Now, of course, in the physical realm, the world catches up with us and starts to chip away on our emotions, on the intensity of love. And it's hard for us to hold it for a long period of time. Not all of us, but most of us have a hard time holding it. Well, in the astral realm, you don't lose it. You're in that vibration all the time. So imagine being in the astral realm and being in a constant state of love. Now, that is love of the soul and love of the spirit, love of God, love of angels, love of fellow energies, whether they be male or female. We really don't have a sexual energy in the astral realm, so to speak, because we're done dealing with sex.
Well, at least some people, we've held it off, because I mean, a lot of souls that are going to return to the planet do come, you know.
Well, that's a different layer of the astral realm.
Right. So you're talking about the highest layers.
Yeah. The flip side of physicality, we do enter the astral realm sometimes as a transition between between our lives on the planet. So there is a certain layer of the astral realm that we do enter. Of course, we leave the body, but if that soul/spirit is still connected to the body, is still connected to the earth, then the soul and the body will go into conference in the astral realm. Now, it's not literally your body, but it's your soul starting to incorporate into a new body that will be placed on the earth rather than remaining on the astral realm. But now we're talking about a lower layer of the flip side of physicality, a lower layer of the astral realm.
Right, and because, you know, as I said, there are many different rooms mm-hmm. in the astral realm.
Yeah, so going on a lower level, well, what would be analogy? Going on the lower level of the astral realm, where you might deal with the conference between the soul and the body and coming back to the planet, would be like going to a playground as opposed to going to Disneyland. Disneyland would be a higher realm of the, quote, astral realm. The playground would be a lower realm of the, quote, astral realm. So it's a big difference. And when you get into the lower layers of the astral realm, well, then you're dealing with the idea that you're not quite ready to transcend the planet entirely.
I think where some confusion lies for people is when souls come in and communicate, and often in your readings, Neil, I know that souls will communicate to family members or people that were close to them while they were on the earth, and they will reference pieces that relate to their identity in that walk on the planet at that time. And that is, you know, for various reasons, souls connect with people that they were connected to. But it doesn't necessarily mean that those elements are part of, well, it doesn't mean at all that those elements are part of their astral life.
No, it's if a soul connects back to the earth, then they're going to manifest the elements of who and what they were on the planet. That's not where they stand in the astral realm, but if their soul is still somewhat connected to the to be in a new body, then when they do kind of move into the world of people that they know, they will manifest the elements of who they were when they were walking on the planet. But that doesn't mean that when they return to the astral realm, they have the same face, the nose, they're wearing the same clothes. No, not at all. They're just manifesting their presence as they looked on the planet. But when those energies return back to the astral realm, they're basically vibrational frequencies without really a solid body or clothes or anything like that.
Well, you know, the other misconception is that when you die, you reunite with all your family and friends on the other side. And really, the element of transcending is not about keeping the ties that bind us on the earth. I mean, in some cases, if you have like a twin soul relationship, for instance, you ascend with that twin soul, hopefully, and you stay connected, you know, as one unit in the astral realm. But generally speaking, you're connecting to higher, more celestial energies when you're up there. Not, you know.
There are souls that vibrate together that were connected on the planet. I mean, that happens.
That happens.
But basically speaking, when you leave your body, you're entering the realm of the eternal. You're entering all your past lives. All your past lives are kind of dissolving. You're done with the energy. And we're not, people tend to think that, well, when you die, you're going to continue connecting to the elements of the earth, but you get to do it now forever. No, there's no connective energy to the planet once you transcend. Even Christ said, you know, leave, go to your mother, you know, I'm separating myself from you. The transcendence is complete. So we don't continue our relationships in the astral realm. That's the earth. That's karma. That's the energy we work out. So when you really enter the astral realm, you're more one with God than you are one with any fellow human being that you share the planet with. And that element of reaching more towards one with God is an elevated sense of being one with the angels, one with the saints. Not even the saints. It would be more angelic energies that have never occupied the human body before. So when we get into that realm, it's a lot different. And we tend to want to fantasize or fairy taleize the energy that, well, you know, once you get into heaven, you'll be all together the same. I mean, there's no way we're having eternity rocking on rocking chairs, reminiscing about the days of earth while we we can see through each other and now we're ghosts. That's not the way it works. According to my knowledge and what I've seen and felt up there when I've gone to the astral realm in terms of readings and whatnot and my studies, there's no such thing as sitting in a rocking chair, smoking cigars and talking to your grandfather for eternity.
God forbid.
No, it doesn't happen to me. It's a very different element. It's one of the flip side of physicality. It's about vibration. It's about energy, and it's about more of the omniscient essence of God. Now, that's a whole different concept than anything that this planet has to offer. We're not, when you get into the spiritual realm, you're not of this planet. You're not of this earth. Your home is in your Father's kingdom, meaning God's kingdom. And that's a whole different realm. This planet is a beautiful planet. There's wonderful things here to experience. No doubt,
but
it's beautiful. But
the planet Earth does not rule the astral realm. The astral realm supersedes the planet Earth.
Yes.
This is a very small aspect of the entire universe, or the many universes that exist. Because it's not just one universe.
It's not just one universe. And in the astral realm, the flip side of physicality is you don't make money. You're not worried about reaching the top of your goal.
Yeah, you're not manifesting in the astral realm. You're not manifesting. This is not about physicality.
No. It's not about who has the best music, who has the best clothes.
Who's the hottest.
Who's the hottest. Who makes the most money. Who lives in what house. This is the flip side of physicality is absolutely devoid of physicality. The flip side of physicality is that you flip from body into soul, and then you flip from soul into spirit. Spirit is far removed from the planet. There's no memory of the planet. In the soul realm, there's still a semblance of some organized thought regarding the planet, but you're superseded it at the same time. Also on the astral realm, astral bodies can encounter people who have crossed over, who are preparing for their next incarnation on the earth. So there is still that link to the planet then. Sometimes when people cross over, they do encounter the vibrations of loved ones who are permanently, who, who are in the energy of the astral realm, even though they may themselves be returning to the planet. Sometimes there's a grouping and there's a meeting of energies then at that point, which is significant. And there's some truth to the basis that you do see so-called your loved ones in the astral realm on some level. But if you cross over and you're absolutely in the astral realm,
and you're done, you're talking about transcending.
Then the earth is over. The earth is done with. And you're moving to a higher sphere.
Okay. All right, Neil, let's get on with our calls. We've got several people in the queue, so everyone please be patient. We'll be getting to each one of you. 251 is our first caller. By the way, 305 and 870, please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Thank you. Who's this, please?
Hello.
Hi, 251.
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Christy.
Christy? Is that C or K?
With a K.
Christy. And that's a Y or an I?
A Y.
Okay. And do you want to divine birth dates today, Daniil? We never
no,
do
no,
it.
No,
all right.
Well,
I thought
ahead.
We were going to do that. Okay. All right. We'll get your birth date then.
Okay, it's June 28th of 68.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it. That's what
good
I thought.
For you.
I thought you were a 4, and I got it. Well, I thought there was a 4 in your birthday, so it's kind of fun to do this.
Yeah.
Okay, Christy, what's your question?
Yes, I just... wanted to see if I could have just a general reading.
A general reading, okay. You got it.
47 years old. You're 47, so you had a change at the age of 40.
Yeah, where are you calling from, by the way? Just so we have that.
From Alabama.
Alabama.
Alabama. Mm-hmm. I see you with a banjo on your knee.
Is there anything to do?
Christy? You know, it's interesting, Christy, you have a reflection of your year 68 in your first and third numbers because you're 628. So your first and third numbers of your birth date are actually reflective of your year 68, 14. That's what would be a 14-5, which has some element of literary or communication standards, which means that there's a good chance you went to college beyond high school. And you obtained a degree. Now, just yes or no, did you go to college and get a degree?
No.
You didn't. Well, that's a little bit
no.
surprising. That's a little bit surprising to me because basically, Christy, there would be some element, your birthday reflects some element of education. Have you ever been interested in more of the cerebral arts like art, literature, writing? Anything artistic in that line?
Yes.
And okay, so that's probably where I'm getting the vibration of your education, that you're interested in that higher form of thinking, if you will, in the artistic sense. So have you done art, writing? What is it specifically that you would say yes to?
I write. And I also am pretty creative with doing, like, creations of jewelry, painting, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So this is what I mean by the education. So even though you didn't go, I mean, a lot of people didn't, John Steinbeck had an eighth grade education. Well, look at him for one person just off the bat. But the idea of having an education can still be part of the brain itself. So to me, Christy, there's probably an intricate, complex factor in your brain that you have the ability to speak, act, create like someone from the academic field. So you can not only be artistic, but somewhat technical in your energy. And I would imagine in your jewelry designing that there is some form of technicality and architect in the way that you design things. So it puts out a kind of a higher energy. Were there, in fact, any teachers in your background, in your family background? You can go back, you know, as many years as you want. Were there any teachers, or would I say maybe even nurses, anyone in the medical field?
No, not so much in the formal. My grandma was a like a spiritual healer.
Well, your grandmother being a spiritual healer would qualify. Well, that would qualify to me. A spiritual healer would qualify to me as someone in the grasp of my thinking. So I would put her as one of the candidates. I think that, you know, there's a separation of an energy I'm getting with you. Have you ever been divorced, or were you in a long-term relationship that split up after you lived in the same under the same roof?
Yes.
So I'm getting a little bit of that, Christy. I don't know how personal you want me to get on the air, but I'm getting a child or the loss of a child. Now, did you lose a child in birth, or do you have a child, or was there a divorce separation?
I have not lost any children, no.
Do you have any children?
I do have children, yes.
Okay.
Well, then there's a loss. I'm picking up that you either had lost or have a child, but the child itself that I'm picking up on, there's some sense of loss in the child. So I'm a little bit, you know, I don't know how deep I can go. We don't have a lot of time, but there's a sense of loss with one of the children. So I don't know if the father, there was a sense of loss that the child felt with the father, if there was anything that had to do with alcohol or anything like that, but that might be part of the element that I'm picking up on. Was anything like that apparent?
Well, I have two children, and their father committed suicide, and that was a pretty great loss.
That's the loss.
That's mm-hmm. the severe loss that I'm getting. That mm-hmm. you know, for the brevity of the reading here, that's what I was picking up on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but I don't have a lot of time, Christy. So basically speaking, the artistry of who you are, the creative elements of who you are outstanding. That's part of the high energy. And then some of the challenges you've had in your domestic life would be another contrasting energy regarding the reading itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, Christy. Well, you're always welcome to call us again. Or you can contact.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. We're glad you found us, and we'd love if you followed us here on Blog Talk Radio or joined us on Facebook. Or you can call Neil for a more extended conversation at 562-596-7818. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Blessed be.
All righty. Let us bring on our next 515. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I have a question.
Hi, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Iowa.
Iowa. And your birth date?
8576.
What did I do wrong? 13? Okay, what's your question, Jennifer? I'm sorry, I'm adding this up. I'm getting distracted.
No worries. Do you see a relationship developing between me and someone that I'm interested in?
Well, do I see a relationship developing between you and someone you're interested in? The first thing that comes to my mind that gets in the way of the energy is I start to see a schoolroom. So, you know, I know I alluded to this with the last caller, but are there any teachers or educational energies going on as we speak? Or, first of all, the theme of school. Go ahead.
I'm studying to take a test.
For certification.
Yeah. You're studying to take a test for certification of what?
Genealogy and records management.
Okay, so that's what I'm doing. Now, that's actually, Jennifer, that's a promising sign. because the attitude of you getting a certification for genealogy is somewhat connected to the pattern of your romantic energy life. So in other words, in the book of your life, your journey of getting this certificate was written. This is part of the journey that you were supposed to take. And the relationship you have with this significant person you're questioning is also written. They're both written material in the book of your life. So having said that, now the outcomes don't always equate to happiness. And I'm not making any statement about happiness or unhappiness here, but I'm just saying that just because something's written, it doesn't mean that there's a positive accomplishment at the end. It just means that, significantly speaking, you were supposed to get that certificate, and significantly speaking, you're supposed to be with this person. Now, the problem with the person is they're not, it's almost, the illusion is that he's almost not quite ready to enter a fulfilling relationship yet. Now, that doesn't mean that he won't be, but something's got to be prepared and accomplished in his life before he does this. And I don't know, has this person gone through, to your knowledge, has this person gone through a divorce or any relationship that he's still repairing from?
Divorce, yes. And he recently broke up with someone he was involved with.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what I'm picking up on about this person. And I think that he's got to get through this, these energies that are karmic in nature, before he can transcend into a higher life with you without having to end that one too, because he's not, wasn't ready to enter it. So he's got to be ready to enter it before he can actualize it with any degree of success. Now that could take, maybe, I don't know, time, I don't know, March, maybe March is going to be a change in his life. March, March is coming up a lot with you in my mind. Do you know anybody born in the month of March?
No, but that has come up before.
Do you have his March. Birth date, Jennifer, quickly?
Yes, May 24th, 67.
May 24th, 67. The only thing about March and May is they both have the MA.
It's a 34-7.
I don't know. I mean, but that's not as important. When you said March has come up before, he's a 10, 9, 11, 21, 31, 34, 7 to your 36, 9. A 34, 7, a 7 to a 9 is not a bad deal. But like I said, he's got to figure out something very important in his life before we move on. I wish I had more time to get into the depth of this, but this gives you some indication from this reader, at least, that there's great potential here, but there's still work to be done before you can actualize a healthy relationship with him.
Mm-hmm. And I feel that too.
But it sounds like there's potential. It sounds like there's potential, which is encouraging.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you so much for your call, Jennifer. 562-596-7818. Again, Facebook and Twitter and Blog Talk Radio, those are all linked right here.
Yeah, I always say that. Follow us on Twitter. I don't know what attack it
is. I don't either, to be honest.
Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter.
And then they show a bird.
They do. Okay. I mean, we post on Twitter, but I don't really, I've not caught on to the how to, I'm not the best marketing person probably, but anyway, 870 is our next.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Demetrius.
Hi, Demetrius. I think we've spoken with you before. What's your birth date again?
3680.
Three, six, 80.
19. Yes, it's asking my first time calling.
Oh, first time. Okay.
Is he 27-9? Is that right?
Yeah.
I remember your name, but maybe we hadn't heard Demetrius. What's your question?
I just want to read concerning career.
All right.
Whenever I hear Demetrius, I always think of Demetrius and the gladiators, a warrior, soldier. You know, there's a physicality I'm getting about you, Demetrius, that is kind of unique. I'm not sure yet if what it could be something I'm tapping into that has to do with a past life, but in spite of your name, I'm getting a lot of, you know, forgive me for going to a past life for a second, but I'm getting a lot of kind of, I don't know, it's like a warfare of energy around you. Anybody in your family in the armed forces, was there anything outstanding about military or guns or anything in this lifetime?
Yes.
Okay, so from there, Demetrius, what I'm picking up about you is that you're kind of a unique human being to the extent that you have continued this journey, but now in this new body, there could be more of a corporate element in you, and like it's like you're changing from soldier gear to civilian gear to professional gear. So I don't know. I'm getting a kind of an energy of some kind of professionalism with you, to where maybe all of the parts of your almost like strategy throughout the lifetimes that now you can develop into a business sense. Have you gone to college beyond high school? Have you gone to college?
Yes, I went to a college, and I just recently, maybe a year ago, something like that, took up a trade in music.
Because you what?
I took up a trade in music like last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up on, that you're, well, that's interesting, because the trade is almost like the trade past life, military, soldier, that kind of thing, gun, to the trade of something more business-like. So I really feel that there's going to be some degree of success that you're going to be entering. But, you know, it's almost like you're self-sufficient, Demetrius. It's almost like you're your own boss. You have your own business. You're self-employed, and you're working. That's what I'm getting from you coming up. Do you have any desire to do that?
I'm after doing it now.
He's doing it now.
Oh, good. Well, then I'm picking up on the current vibration of what you're doing now, and I'm predicting there's going to be some form of success. What is the
field
that you're in terms of your trade?
It's automotive detailing, car detailing.
Yeah. Well, that's perfect, because that's wonderful, Demetrius, because to me, cars have an element of war to it. I always say that people who have car accidents, that's war karma. And the element of the car, the metal, the steel, the design, it is a form of travel. So it is evolved from the horse. But the horse is also one of our significant factors of war, because horses were engaged in warfare more than any other really animal, unless you go to other countries where maybe elephants or something like that were engaged in warfare, but or dogs itself. But this position, I know I'm getting kind of into a esoteric area here, but this position, Demetrius, shows me that you're going to be very successful in this car design, because I do think it comes from an original design of warfare material. So, you know, for just your general reading, I predict it's going to be successful. You know, you're going to be moving into this. It's going to take about 2 or 3 more years to find that higher next step, that level, and it will expand. And I think it's going to go beyond your immediate surroundings. In other words, you may branch off into other states of the country.
Right.
Okay, Demetrius. Well, hopefully that brief reading was of assistance to you. Thanks for your call.
Good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. All right, Neil, we have another caller, and this one is from 770 is next. Yes, that's right. Hello. 770, you're on the air. Okay. Give it a couple more seconds. We're going to move on. All right. Get back to them. 253 is our next.
Oh, hi. This is Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi.
I'm sorry, you're cutting in and out.
Oh, I was hoping for just a general reading, or would you like a question?
No, a general is fine. A lot of general readings today. What is your birth date, Holly?
10/25/64.
All right. What did I do? What is my problem?
She's getting everybody's master number before they she's doing a good job here. We're getting everybody's master number before it even
I'm just practicing here. 5, 6, 7, 8, 18, 28, 10, 1. I'm adding wrong though. On you for some reason.
Well, sometimes in the astral realm, you forget about adding. You just divine things.
So, that's right. So I guess that's what's been happening.
You're divining numbers. I'm impressed. Now, the what's going on with you? Well, Holly, I don't know why. Currently, I'm seeing a child around you. Where is this child? I wonder if it's in the physical realm. Are you an aunt? Are there any children around you?
It's just the one child that I'm thinking of is my stepson, but I'm divorced. He's not my biological. And I tried to get custody of him, but I lost. And Yes, that's me.
Yes, and you lost the custody. Do you remember her, Neil?
No, I don't.
She had a husband who's involved in, or ex-husband who's involved in drugs, right? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the actual biological mother is also a drug user, and she doesn't have parental rights at all, if I'm remembering this right. And so you did go to court, and you were not successful. I'm so sorry. Where has the child been placed?
He's still with the dad because I didn't have a lawyer. Yeah, I didn't have a lawyer, and the dad had a lawyer, and I just looked silly up there.
Oh.
Like that's what I was doing.
Oh, well, then that, you see, I don't recall talking to you. I apologize. But the reading's still accurate. Because I felt a child around you, but it didn't feel like it was in the physical realm. So that's probably my feeling that you lost a child. And in essence, you lost your stepson. Because the biological, he's a biological father, and he has a right to the child, so they awarded them custody, and because you didn't have an attorney, you just didn't have a leg to stand on.
I didn't have proof of the abuse.
So what you have to do, Holly, is you have to redesign your energy and your life. And let's see, you're born in 64, so what are you? How old are you here? 51 years old. Well, you're 51 years old, and I'm seeing you entering a new door. So something is, it's not just because you lost your stepson, which probably was not in the too far distant past, but I'm still seeing you going through a new door. Now, there are sometimes animal guides that follow us. Mm-hmm. And of all the creatures on the planet, I'm seeing, now don't get me wrong, because I'm a friend to all the animals, and every animal spirit and animal on the planet that I connect to has significant meaning to me. But I'm seeing around you reptiles.
Ooh.
Reptiles.
We love reptiles.
Yeah, Chris and I, we love our lizards and reptiles and things, but I'm seeing a reptile around you. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. We're not talking about reptilian aliens or anything.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah, we're not talking about that. Now, in your world, in this physical lifetime, have you had any connections with reptiles in your family, anything in your interest level, anything?
No, I never liked them. I'm very afraid of all that. And I do remember as a child, my friend had a little toad and she'd flip him over and he'd fall asleep. That's about all I remember.
Well, toad is an amphibian, not a reptile. But but nonetheless, reptiles eat them. But nonetheless, there's something that we have to talk about then in terms of your courage and your strength to entering a new realm. Because I feel, Holly, that you're about to enter a different stage of your existence on this planet. But to get through it, you have to conquer a certain fear.
Okay.
Now, are you currently employed?
Yeah.
And what's your work? What do you do?
Apartment manager.
You're an apartment manager. So is that a full-time job? You're busy all
the time. Yeah, the owner wants me here 24/7. Like, I cannot get a side job. She, you know, but I know this has to change.
Well, it's something. I mean,
something. Let's not knock your security. But I think that, do you go online? Do you have an interest working with the internet?
Yeah, I'm online all day long.
Well, then there's something you're supposed to design. You're supposed to do some kind of design on the internet where you can work and make a living off of the internet as much as you are staying at home. So now we have a different element that we're dealing with. And it means creating something. Are you at all artistic in your design mind?
I think so.
Well, then what I want you to do is I want you to start to think about designing something via the internet that can become a commodity. I want to leave you with that thought before, because we're about to move on to the next read.
Okay.
But I want you to start thinking about that, because it's going to lead to something in my mind for you.
Okay, great. That sounds great.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Let me bring on 770 again, make sure they are not really there. 770, are you there? No, they're not. All right. 918 is our next.
Hi.
Good morning. Hi.
I wanted to tell you that this is Angela. Twitter, if you make a hashtag like the Neil Psychic Hour, every time someone retweets that hashtag, it creates impressions, which makes further possible conversations. Hashtags.
We always do the hashtags via, because we have a little link in the studio here that allows us to do that. So, you know, I do that sometimes, but, you know, I just haven't gotten into, you know, I don't communicate with the people on Twitter. You know, a lot of people talk back and forth.
This is how you can do it. You do that hashtag, the Neil Hour, the Psychic Hour, and you let them ask you basic questions like, what are auras? And then you can put a link in there. You can put pictures in with that hashtag. With the hashtag CDC whistleblower, we created over 1 billion impressions. That's never been done before.
Wow.
You can do anything you want with Twitter. You know, I just wanted to give you that.
Thank you. Actually, it's helpful because, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Angela. And Angela, What is your birth date? What do you, where are you calling from?
10-18-68. And calling from Oklahoma. But if you want to write down my number, I can help you with the hashtag thing to give you ideas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I write down all the numbers.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And have we spoken with you before?
Yeah, it's been a while because every time I get a blog talk, it kind of crashes my computer. So I actually have his phone number in my cell phone.
Are you a host on Blog Talk Radio, if I'm remembering right?
Oh, a long time ago.
Okay. Angela, and you do vaccine, anti-vaccine, correct?
I wouldn't call it anti-vaccine. If you're looking for a safe car, they don't get called anti-car, you know.
Right.
I'm for vaccines, but safe ones.
Safe ones, yeah. Okay, but I'm in
the
right field.
Medicine?
She's more from medicine. She's like more like a someone who works
advocate.
In the politics area. Yeah. Okay, what's your question, Angela?
Well, I have some changes coming up, and I'm not for sure if they're going to stick, and I'm kind of pinching myself and just want to see those possibilities, if they're going to stick or not. I don't know if that's too vague.
Well, Angela, do any of the changes connect to any male figures, men?
Oh, yeah, there is one, but that's incidental.
Yeah. That's incidental.
Well, you know, what I want to just make a correction. Neil's connecting to a vibration. So even if it seems incidental to you.
There is a possibility of that, yes.
It's a connection. It's a connective energy.
Yeah, you know, some of the
I'll affirm that, yeah.
Yeah. Some of the smaller details is what makes up the big serum. So I've got to look at that for a minute. Right now... Angela, I'm seeing a figure floating around. It looks like $10,000. I don't know what it means yet, but it seems to be floating around. Hasn't landed yet. But as far as you can decipher, does that $10,000 have any significance to you?
I had three shows on iHeartRadio, and they paid $10,000 for me to have a station. I got hacked. They deleted the account, and iHeartRadio determined me to be at risk because I got hacked. That's the only thing I could think of. That's specifically $1,000.
So that's it. So what I'm doing in this brief reading, Angela, is I'm starting to connect to these kind of separate little parts of your life that I think are kind of becoming an annoying factor towards completing something. So I'm trying to see what's floating around in your astral realm to figure out what's at the core issue. Now, have you ever known anybody in your life named Taylor by first or last name? Anyone?
I'm going to a meeting tonight facilitated by a man by the name of Taylor.
Yeah. Okay. So
very
I'm
good.
Picking up. Yeah. So this man named Taylor, is a core issue towards moving. It's like a treasure hunt. It's a core issue towards moving towards your destiny. So what I'm getting in the brief reading is I'm getting validations that are leading towards the essence of where you're going, and it gives me an indication that you're on the right path. So your obstacles are challenges for you to meet and solve, and then the ultimate place you're going to should lead to a ample amount of success for you. So we're getting into an area where you're going to lead to success, and some of the pathway will be devised by your own inner being and your capabilities to meet the challenges and your intuition and all that. But as far as this brief reading is concerned, I'm finding the track, the path towards that sense of completion.
All right, Angela.
Well, I think you want to call me about Twitter. You can do that in about 2 hours.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And some good validations in there. Okay, take care. Yeah, we talked to her at the beginning of the show. I mean, not at the beginning, when we first began the show. And I remember her. Yep. Yes, we did. Okay. Zero, have I called them yet? No.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome, Lisa.
My name is Lisa from Connecticut.
Okay.
I would just like general reading would be great.
Everybody wants a general reading today. What is your birth date?
1/26/1959.
Yes. Well, you know, at the end of the year, people desire, you know, around Christmas time, the end of the year, people start to want the general reading.
Yeah, just as a forecast for the new year, et cetera, et cetera. It makes sense. Okay.
6, 7, 8, 9, 19, 19, 24, 36.
All right.
Lisa, you know, somewhere in the element of your life, let's see, how old are you? You are...
56.
56. Have you done any kind of teaching or tutoring or anything with kids throughout your lifetime?
I've been a catechism teacher off and on through my life. I'm still doing it.
Well, good for you. Okay, so that's what I'm picking up on, your energy. Now, that's a way that I attach to you, you know, on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a vibe. And I feel this attachment. It is an energy. I translate it into a language, make it concrete. And what I get is a validation from you. So on that level, you're fulfilling a very high mission. So good for you there. And I think you have an effective energy. You seem to have a very soft manner about you.
A very young sounding voice.
Young sounding voice. But you seem like you have your feet on the ground pretty strongly. Your master number is 6, which is equated to the third eye. This is your visionary energy. And that's one reason why you have some element of interest in the spiritual realm, the religious realm, teaching people about higher elements. So all of this is very good, whether... you do it on a basic level or more of an esoteric level. So that's good news. I'm also getting something about a grandmother, probably one that's crossed over, but you know, it happens often in on the radio. I'll start to connect to spirits on the other side, souls on the other side, and I'm getting a grandmother element. Now, I'm not sure what she wants, why she's coming in, but so far the vibration seems to be directed towards the subject matter of grandmother. So I'm not sure yet about this person, but a name somewhere in your sphere sounds like Marie or Maria or Mary. Have there been any people with such a name around you?
No.
Well, do you have a grandmother that's crossed over?
All of them, but I don't have anybody named Marie or Mary.
Okay, that's okay. Were you close to any grandmother in particular?
My Grammy. Her name was Florence.
That's weird.
Yeah.
My grandmother's name.
Your grandmother's name was Florence.
Mm-hmm.
Was she very devout? Was she a religious?
Oh, very, very, very.
So maybe I'm talking, maybe Mary is Sister Mary, you know?
Mother Mary.
Mother Mary.
Mother Mary.
Mother Mary.
I got you.
He's not Catholic.
I'm not Catholic. I just stepped over a walking pole. Okay, so, but I know what I was speaking of.
Yeah.
Mary, who is...
the Blessed Mother.
The Jesus' great aunt. So she's very devout. Well, she seems to be coming through. And it's strange because I'm getting the sound of a cat purring. Now, in your life, have you ever had a cat?
I've rescued many, but I'm allergic to them, so I can't keep them.
But you've rescued many, so your work, you're like who, the current Pope.
Francis.
So so Francine, Florence, I mean.
Florence.
Francis.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother's name was Francis.
But hers was Florence. But my grandmother's name was Florence, which is odd. Florence isn't a name you hear too often.
So we're doing a roundup of grandmothers
something.
Today.
What did you say, Lisa?
No, it's not a common name.
No.
So your grandmother's coming in.
Thank you.
And the fact that you rescued cats, even though you're allergic to them, is part of the higher work on your on a human level of your association with animals. So you have a great, you're a greatly compassionate person, Lisa. And I just sense that there's going to be some kind of earthly reward for you coming up. Well, your birthday's in January, but is there anyone about to celebrate a birthday before yours?
No, but we're about to celebrate our 24th wedding anniversary in December.
Ah. Oh, that's it. Because I see a celebration coming up. So, so your 24th wedding anniversary, there's going to be a blessing surrounding it. So this is going to be a great year for you coming up.
Well, that sounds wonderful. We need one bell.
Well, things are changing. They're going to change. There's going to be some good things coming up, Lisa. So just hang in there because I seem to be getting this message from another source. And for the most part, they're dependable.
I love that. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Lisa. Well, we thank you for your call. And we are out of time, Neil.
Okay.
So everyone, please do follow us on Facebook or join us on Facebook. There's two Facebook accounts, actually. One is a friend page whereby you can send us a friend request. And then the other is Neil Baker Psychic. You can like that page if you would. We appreciate it. Join us on Twitter and right here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you'd like a further conversation with Neil, 562-596-7818. We're back on the air on Monday next week, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everyone.